shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The News Talk and Entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And you know, we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot do that. We're radio for patriots, by patriots. Welcome to our second hour. With us is Robert Greene this hour from Fraser Foods, CEO of Fraser Foods, and the chief, I would say, the chief spokesperson for their family safety week, which is a public service that they are doing at all of their 25 stores. Bob's going to be with us here in just a moment. Want to remind you, our website, philhendryshow.com. Go over and get a backstage pass, and you can watch live streaming video of the show right now, as well as our archives. And, of course, check out our affiliate list and take a look at all of the great affiliates that we have, including KRPT in San Antonio, and I butchered their call letters last hour, and I apologize, guys, so I want to give you another shout-out, because San Antonio is like one of the great, great markets for us.
Yeah, they had them and the Mormons, too.
And the Mormons, huh?
Well.
And Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because you got this, don't, anyway, just, you know, you've never even been to Utah, man. If I hadn't told you there's a lot of Mormons there, that wouldn't be the big Mormon thing for you. You know, you would have just said Utah.
Yeah, but that's Mormons.
Yeah, but if I hadn't said anything to you, in any event, thanks, folks. All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. What happened to the, oh, here it is. I've got a pretty good little article here. I thought I did anyway. Geez, I hope it's still here. Oh, yeah, it's the Casey Anthony story. It's in People magazine. I didn't print it off, but Robert Greene is going to join us here in just a second to talk about this opening day at the Casey Anthony trial. And, boy, was it a brutal, brutal day. And I know, Bob, that you're at the store a little late here this evening in Buena Park, and thanks for joining us.
It's great to be with you, Phil. It's a pretty sad day, but...
Well, Family Safety Week is a annual public service campaign by Fraser Foods. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Phil. Family Safety Week is simply our way of reminding families to be aware of dangers to our children as well as to ourselves, whether it's coming from the world outside, and it's an increasingly dangerous world, Phil, or if it's coming from inside the family, because we have unresolved issues, and we need to sort of hang together and help each other. And Family Safety Week is simply our way of reminding mothers, fathers, as well as sisters and brothers and everyone that we need to educate ourselves, be aware of our actions and our behavior, as well as the actions and behavior of people around us. And excuse me, Phil, I'm getting over a little bit of a cold.
Well, you're doing fine. You sound good.
I'm grateful, because a lot of people have been hit with this flu a lot worse than me.
No, you sound very good, Bob. When you're talking about being aware of people around us, you mentioned to me before the show started that this was the Casey Anthony trial was a textbook case of this.
It unfortunately is, and I feel for that entire family. I cannot believe what is happening in that trial on this very first day.
Well, let me just give people an idea, Bob. The most shocking claims that were made in the opening statements, and these primarily by the attorney for Casey Anthony, Mr. Baez, the most shocking claims by the lawyers focused on competing theories of how Kaylee died. Baez told the jury that Kaylee was never missing. On June 16th, 2008, she drowned in the family's swimming pool. It was a horrible tragedy, a common tragedy. Casey had always maintained that Kaylee was kidnapped by a babysitter. For the first time, defense attorney Jose Baez admitted that the story was untrue. Then comes accusation number two.
And this is the one, Phil, that I think is the most devastating, because it can be avoided, obviously. And that is the, I know you were going to mention.
Well, Baez said that Casey Anthony was sexually abused by her father. Minutes into his opening statement, Baez got the jury's attention by alleging abuse when Casey was 8 years old. Her father came into her room and began to touch her inappropriately. sitting in the courtroom, Casey's father, George Anthony's side, and closed his eyes. It's an allegation that George disputes. During his testimony, prosecutors asked whether he sexually abused his daughter. No, sir, I did not, he said loudly.
I can understand that that is going to be his response. I don't know what happened, but part of our Family Safety Week, Phil, is the reminder to every father. And that's why this is a particularly difficult story to read, that no matter how beautiful your daughter is, no matter how attractive she becomes, no matter how early she may begin to mature, you can't allow yourself to do that. I don't know if George Anthony did that or not. But again, Fraser Foods reminds families, particularly fathers everywhere, that no matter how, you know, if you want to put it this way, hot or what have you, your daughter becomes, and I've seen Casey Anthony, we all have. And if she were my daughter, and I had a very beautiful daughter, and still do, and I can tell you that as a father, as my daughter matured, you could tell that she was going to be beautiful. And I kept telling myself over and over, don't do it because...
Don't do it.
Yes, don't do it. In other words, what I'm saying, and I didn't do it, and what I'm saying is you tell yourself that because this is what's going to happen. Years later, she's going to sit in a courtroom somewhere, and she's going to say, my father sexually abused me, and that's why I'm a mass murderer. My father sexually abused me, and that's why I stole money. That's, you see what I'm saying? So I say to all the men listening to your program tonight, Phil, no matter how lovely your daughter is and, you know, being in the store every day and being and doing the kind of work that I do, Phil, I've seen, if you will, I've seen some of their daughters, I mean America's daughters, and they are beautiful.
And, oh, you know, I want to interrupt you here because I'm a little uncomfortable with the way this is rolling out.
In what way?
In the way that you just said. You said, don't do it. Did you have to remind yourself?
I'm saying, Phil, so that we don't get too high and mighty here, no, I never did that to my daughter.
No, I understand that, but
And I'm saying, if you'll let me, you don't ever want to sexually abuse your daughter. That's what I'm saying.
Of course you don't. But the things that you said about how you reminded yourself...
I said that... If you've got a daughter, look, if your daughter is beautiful, and she's really beautiful, you're naturally, your mind is going to get into the sewer at least once, and I don't think...
No, it is not going to necessarily go into the sewer. Not necessarily.
Well... All right, that's fine. Did you have a daughter?
As a matter of fact, I had a stepdaughter, which probably makes me even more of a, in the minds of some people, more of a risk. But that never, ever, ever entered my mind. And I'll tell you something else. In the world that we live in today, with people looking for that kind of thing, a man has no business at all behaving any way other than absolutely above board with his daughter or stepdaughter or any young female in his charge. And that means when you hug her above the waist, and when you kiss, it's on the cheek, and you love as a father and as a friend, and that's it.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Phil. You're giving a big, long description here, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you're saying something that is disturbing a little bit. You're saying...
What do you mean? I want to get back to our Family Safety Week, and I want to... I agree with everything you're saying. I think you're taking this into a place that no one wants it to go.
All I'm saying is, didn't you say to me, no matter how hot... You said hot.
Yes, I did.
All right, no matter how hot your daughter gets, don't do it.
I'm saying, in other words, if you'll allow me to restate...
Okay.
Your daughter is going to get older, and she's going to become beautiful, and good for her, and congratulations. And you're going to see that, and if and I agree with you, Phil, if you are the kind of animal whose mind sinks into the gutter like that, I would advise you to, no matter how, you don't like the word hot, I don't know what word I'm supposed to use.
I don't think you should even be going down this road, you know.
No matter how attractive she is, well, I'm going down this road because I think it's pretty obvious. Don't do that, even though she is, you know, good-looking. And I think what Mr. Henry here is doing is he's attempting to make me sound like I'm a child molester. And
no, sir, I'm not.
I never touched my daughter at all, unlike this guy Anthony. The reason why I'm saying this...
You don't know that George Anthony did this. This is the other thing that's bothering me about this. George Anthony has been accused of this by this woman.
Well, I mean, this is the whole point that I'm... The reason why I'm saying this. You've seen Casey Anthony, right?
Yes.
Is she attractive?
I'm not going to make a comment on that.
Well, I don't think that's very fair. I think what you've done now is you've got me out hanging in the breeze.
I'm not going to make a comment on how attractive she is.
Well, I will, in the name of every man listening. Yes, she's attractive. And so if you're her father, you face a decision.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Well, Mr. Henry, are you going to debate me now?
I'm saying that, no, you don't face a decision. And if you think that you do face a decision, in my opinion, there's something wrong with a man who feels he has a decision to make.
I totally agree. I'm saying, don't do it. That way you don't have to make the decision. Even if she looks the way, and this, you don't want to say it, but she is very, she's good looking. And you're living in the house with that every day.
Wow, man.
Oh, don't give me that.
No, that's just, I mean, it's just... Robert Greene with us here. It's Family Safety Week on at Fraser Foods as we talk about the Casey Anthony trial. And Casey Anthony's attorney today made the allegation that Casey Anthony was sexually abused by her father when she was 8 years old. George Anthony patently denied that. Robert Greene on our program saying that no matter how, quote, hot your daughter is, end quote, don't even think about it. Not a good idea. Even though a lot of you guys out there have really attractive daughters, don't do it. And I said to him, I don't even think that a healthy man has to make a decision like that. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. Is this some kind of a natural hazard of being a father? Is this just a business as usual, raising a daughter? Well, she grows up, she gets hot. You know, you got a decision to make. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, back with Robert Greene in a moment.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
From Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California, Robert Greene joining us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we're talking about the Casey Anthony trial, the opening statements today, the opening arguments, if you will, today. And the opening argument by the defense was as they say in the business, a bombshell. Among the accusations by Casey Anthony's attorney, Jose Baez, that this baby, Kaylee Anthony, drowned in the family swimming pool with the knowledge of George Anthony and also the knowledge of this meter reader, this man who called in this, and that this guy got some sort of a reward. They were all in the cover-up. And then the other thing that was that we're talking about right now is the fact that the Baez claims Casey Anthony was molested, sexually assaulted or molested as an 8-year-old child by George Anthony. George Anthony on the stand denied this. And Bob, you are on this program as if George Anthony did do this, saying no matter how beautiful your daughter is, you know, you're saying don't do it.
Yeah, well, Well, and you are misrepresenting what I'm saying, Phil.
I don't think so. I mean, did you not say that if you've got a really hot daughter...
I didn't use, if I use the word hot, I apologize, but I was trying to obviously relate this to your audience. Every father goes through this. If he doesn't, he's either lying or he's got an ugly daughter, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I see men coming through the store all the time with their daughters, and you do too, and you think, boy, you know, better you than me, pal. You know, if...
Better? I don't think that way. Am I a liar?
You had a stepdaughter, Phil. It might be different. Maybe the fear that goes through stepfathers, boy, if I make one, well, excuse the pun, but if I make one full step, people are going to think I'm a pervert. But for a father, the blood father of a daughter, you got to step back, be cool. It ain't worth it. Don't do it, man. And if you've got, excuse my language, you got a piece of ass for a daughter. And
I don't appreciate that language, and I don't appreciate you whispering it as if we're conspiratorial here. And I don't appreciate the opinion that every man goes through it.
Well, look, George Anthony was accused of this. It's very serious. And
this girl, this Casey Anthony, is a lying psychopath, in my opinion. And
well, you don't know that, Phil, okay?
Look, if this girl did what they accuse her of doing, it wouldn't surprise me at all that she'd throw everybody under the bus, including, at some point, her lawyer. She'll do the same thing to Baez. She'll fire him or otherwise accuse him of something. She'll do anything she can as an antisocial psychopath to save her own ass. 877-876-PHIL.
Yeah, well, and you say save her own ass. And so I will believe that you've taken a look at that ass, to coin a phrase, and you gotta, are you kidding me? So as a father, you gotta say, no, 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 I won't do it.
As a father, you gotta say, 877-876-PHIL. Let's take a phone call here. We have Kevin in Louisville, Kentucky. Kevin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bob Green.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to that guy you're talking to, that I don't remember what his name was, but you know, we're not sure about Mr. Anthony and you know, his allegations against him, but this guy you're talking to there, he sure sounds like he needs to be investigated.
Better, you
got to
turn that phone up. Turn the call up, please, and don't turn it down again. Go ahead. Say it again, Kevin. Somebody adjusted the volume of your call.
Yeah, I was talking about that guy that you're talking to now. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about Mr. Anthony. I know what he's been accused of, but I haven't heard any facts or anything, you know. But this guy that you're talking about, he's got to make a decision when, you know, your daughter's hot or whatnot. You know,
Have you got a daughter?
I have two daughters.
Right.
I have an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old, and I've never had to make a decision, you know.
They're 11 and 9, but at some point, if they're, I don't know, I mean, they might be, you know, big and big and ugly. I don't mean that in terms of them being as people. They're probably great people, but if they're hot and...
But everything with you is hot or big and ugly.
No, not everything.
That's how you're describing this man's daughter.
I'm saying, what kind of a decision are you going to make? You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
If it's a decision he has to make, then he needs to stay away from him.
Exactly. If you think that this is a...
Wait a minute. I just want to be clear, because I had a daughter that I raised, and I never laid a hand on her.
Yeah, and all through that time, that kid didn't know how close she came. You're thinking, wow.
Well, what am I supposed to think? What are you going to do? Let me ask you something. This may be pointless talking to this guy. Have you watched this trial, sir? Have you seen this Casey Anthony? Have you seen her?
877-876-PHIL. Fred in Abilene, Texas. Go ahead.
Phil, this is the gentleman that you have on right now. I mean, it makes me vomit. It makes me want to throw up. It's sick. I have five daughters, and they're beautiful daughters, but I have never ever looked at them other than admiration and love.
This week to ever, have five
ever.
Daughters. There's been two guys calling the Phil Hendry Show this week, and they both have
no
five daughters.
There's no decision there unless you're sick in the
All
mind.
Right, thanks for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. And we're going to take a break, and I, again, we'll apologize for the tech.
Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're here with Bob Green from Fraser Foods. We're talking to Bob about not only Family Safety Week for Fraser Foods, which is a part of their public service week, but also the Casey Anthony trial. Casey Anthony has this week, through her attorney, accused her father of sexually molesting her, has accused her father and mother of helping cover up the death of the baby. The child drowned in a swimming pool, and there was a meter reader, this guy that found the body, who's also somebody they're dragging in. So young Miss Anthony, being the antisocial type that she is, she doesn't care who she hurts, she doesn't care who she lies about, she doesn't care how she pulls people down. That's what she's going to do.
Well, Phil, I think you're making a lot of assumptions there. It could very well be true that George Anthony did do this, and I think that's something we can do something about as men. If you are raising daughters, and I heard the man who claimed to have five daughters, it's interesting when people claim to have daughters, it's always five. He probably didn't have five daughters, probably had one daughter and four sons, but be that as it may.
Why wouldn't you believe that he has five daughters?
I just think it's interesting every time a guy claims to have daughters that he doesn't really have, there's always five, almost like it's out of a movie or something. Be that as it may, I will say this, that the solution of the problem is very, very, is readily evident. The solution of the problem is that if you've got a daughter that's beginning to, mature, and she's getting bigger and she's getting beautiful, that you have to remind yourself that it's not worth it 30 years down the road when she accuses you of molesting her. And it'll be true. And
it's not worth it. What makes you think a guy that molests children, that kind of thinking is going to affect him at all?
You're asking me a question. I don't have the answer to that, Phil. You're talking about a guy that molests children. I'm talking about a father looking at a daughter that's getting a big, that is getting a big chest or however you want to put it.
Yeah, you sound as if you're on a playground someplace watching the girls getting bigger as the years go by. You're not sounding like a father, you know.
Well, I told you that I had a daughter, and I watched my daughter grow to a beautiful womanhood, and I never once laid a hand on her. I was there for her through her graduation. I was there for her at her wedding. I gave her away to her groom, and we have a wonderful relationship today. And
how do you think your daughter would think if she heard you talking like this?
She'd probably think that there's my dad, you know, being practical. And
there's my dad being practical. So I watched my daughter getting older and getting bigger, or however you want to put it, you know.
No, I didn't say that. My daughter, as it turns out, she didn't have, but she had, she was lovely, and but she wasn't, not that way. In other ways, yeah. And so you look and you say, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it.
Any guy that's got to sit there and say that has got a problem.
What?
I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't. What is that, man? That sounds to me like someone with some sort of an obsessive or compulsive nature that really needs a doctor.
A doctor?
I didn't need a doctor. Did I need a doctor? No.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I don't know. That just sounds very, very disturbing to me, Bob. You know.
Well, this is Family Safety Week, and we are trying to let everyone know of all the alternatives.
877-876-7445. The Phil Hendry Show here with Robert Greene from Fraser Foods. Here is Tim in Indianapolis. Tim, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil. It's Bob Greene you got with you here. I agree with the last two callers and yourself. There's something wrong with what he said. I think you just don't even have those kind of thoughts. You don't have those kind of thoughts. And if you do, buddy, you need to get some help. And you're a poor representative for Fraser Food for Family Safety Week.
Well,
because I wouldn't have any of my family.
I don't even think you have,
safe around
you have daughters.
Why? It's because if you're looking at your daughter like that, you're looking at the kid down the street that way. The kid is the playground. And that is unsafe. That is
no
problem.
And you don't even have daughters, so I don't know how you could weigh in on this. I'm talking about having daughters.
I've got family members there. Do you look at your nieces and nephews that way, too? I mean,
do you?
Not that close? I mean, anybody looking at me. Sir, there's something seriously wrong with your set of thinking.
Are you
and
looking
yes,
at
I
your
can
nieces
I think, yes, I can understand why you think George Anthony could possibly done that if you think that's a normal way of thinking, because it's not. I mean, there's something totally wrong with it.
Let me explain something to you. I never molested my daughter, all right? Which
I didn't
I
ask
don't know,
him, but
that's
did
true
even
about
have that
you.
Thought cross your mind? Did he even have
oh,
that
so now it's the thought police.
Dude,
now it's the thought police. So it's now the thought
you're
police. Now it's 1984.
You had that thought cross your mind and tell yourself don't do it. You know, you haven't had that about your niece, your nephew, or the kid down the street. I mean, damn, you scared me, dude.
A book out called 1984 about the thought police. That's what this guy wants to do now. He wants to police your thoughts.
You're the poor representative for Fraser Foods.
All right. Thanks very much, sir. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Again, I apologize. The phones on this radio program, really, for 4 years have never worked.
Here, you're fine, Phil.
That's fine, but you and I will get back. So our number, 877-876-7445, talking to Robert Greene here from Fraser Foods about the Casey Anthony trial. The other thing that she said was that this child drowned.
Yeah, I heard that as well, and this is part of our Family Safety Week, that if you have an infant, you have to be careful not to let that kid anywhere near water, especially a small infant, without a safety door, and you need to have fencing. Now,
all right, but we don't even know if that happened.
Well, what do you mean we don't know if it happened?
This is the same woman, this Casey Anthony, who said that the kid drowned, her father molested her, and the meter reader is responsible for somehow covering this up. What happens during Family Safety Week, Bob, if one of the family members is a psychopathic liar, a pathological liar? What then?
I am not qualified to speak about pathological liars. I'm only qualified to talk about not molesting your daughter and not letting an infant near a pool and not to ever, ever enter into any kind of a contract with an individual to cover up a murder. These are not the acts. Now, I can tell you what's right and what's wrong, Phil. I can't help you with some of these fantasies that you're having. And
I'm not having any fantasy. You're the guy that's having the fantasy. You're the guy that's saying, when my daughter gets old enough and starts looking hot, don't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. You know,
I'm talking the way a guy ought to talk. All right? What's wrong with what I'm just saying?
I agree with that man. If you have to think those things, now we move on to the next thing. Make sure that you don't let your kid drown in a pool. Well, that's smart, obviously.
Yeah, but look at how many kids. Look, it might have happened to this kid.
I can got news for you. It didn't happen to this kid. And then what was the other one?
The other one was don't enter into a contract with a third party to cover up a murder. Obviously, that's stupid. And
don't enter into a contract with a third party to cover up a murder.
That's correct, yeah.
Like maybe what happened here.
Yeah.
Now, I'll ask you this question. How do you know any one of these three things actually took place if this young lady is lying?
Oh, come on. Phil, we know that fathers molest daughters, and we know kids drown in swimming pools, and we know that meter readers, guys that are reading these meters for a living, this is not a business that's going to make you a lot of money. It's very possible a lot of those people are just out of prison. I don't know. and would very easily enter into some kind of a money-making contract.
So what we've done here is we have vilified an entire profession of men and women.
But people that read meters, that's a profession?
An entire profession of people. And we will accept that this baby drowned, and we'll accept that George Anthony molested his daughter because it's easy and because that happens all the time.
I think so. I'm not saying that that's why. I'm simply saying that these are the three lessons we're learning.
877-876-7445. Here is Michael in Tucson. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Michael, go ahead.
Yeah, this guy, Bob, whatever his name is, you know, you did not imply that he molested his daughters or stepdaughter. I happen to have a stepdaughter and a daughter of my own, and he is automatically...
She said in the trial, that the guy molested her. She said it in the trial.
Sir, Phil did not insinuate that you were molesting or even were thinking of molesting your daughter, but what you're digging yourself a hole by saying that if your daughter is hot and once she gets to a certain age and she starts to look hot, I think what you're trying to say is that if you have those thoughts, that, you know what, it's not worth 30-some years going to jail for having those thoughts and thinking about molesting your daughter. Don't do it. But like everyone else is saying to you, sir, if you would stop self-incriminating yourself, Tracy Wheat with Fraser Foods, is that if you have those kind of thoughts, then yeah, you do need to get some help. But not everyone is assuming that you are molesting your family. You have taken that out of context, and I respect what the talk show host Bill is trying to say, but you keep digging it
hole
for yourself.
What did I say? I said when my daughter was getting older, and I don't know if you have daughters, when my daughter was getting older and my daughter started to look good, I would remind myself, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And, you know...
Well, yes, you had to say that that was a stepdaughter. I respect you for what you're trying to say, because that's not your biological daughter, but what if it's your biological daughter or your stepdaughter? It doesn't matter. You know, yes, you're being honest and saying men...
No, that is his biological daughter. No, you're
women.
That is his biological daughter.
Don't dig yourself into a hole by you know, taking offense at what the talk show host has said to you. You know, get some help
about
it, my friend.
Michael, that is his biological daughter.
This guy has, George Anthony, I do believe he has molested his daughter. And evidence points to that direction. But you're not helping
Michael,
the cause, sir.
Michael, can you hear us? Can you hear me? The evidence doesn't point in that direction. And I don't know where you're getting that.
Well, this guy's, I think he's agreeing with me.
Yeah, well, both of you guys are stupid then. How about that?
Oh, that's great, Phil. That's a nice way to blow us off because we don't agree with you. And
well, the thing I was going to tell Michael is that is your daughter. That's not your stepdaughter. So he wasn't listening to that. And I don't know where you guys get this idea that George Anthony molested his daughter. The fact is that this kid, this Casey Anthony, is a pathological liar. You'd have to be. You'd have to be a psychopath to murder an infant and then go off and party. 877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show.
Can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. For more information on this and other great talk programs, go to talkradionetwork.com. Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. I actually have on the line here, I don't know if we have any Casey Anthony audio, because I did not have time to upload all the Casey Anthony stuff, but I got Chris Norton on the phone. Huh? I know we have some, but I just didn't put it in there. Although, I'll just go ahead and pull it off of the... there's no Anthony audio? Okay. Nonetheless, I know we got a story. But let me get Chris, if you could send me that story, Jace, over the IM, let me get Chris Norton on the line here from Manhattan Beach, California. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Mr. Henry. Thank you.
Chris, have you been following this Casey Anthony trial?
Yes, I have. It's a very interesting, you know, trial from a standpoint of, from how I see it, because I'm as a single man, you know, I'm more interested probably, and it's not because I don't care about, you know, a little child or anything like this, but it's more because, obviously, as I've mentioned to you on your show and I've talked to others on other radio shows, that I am very, you know, for better or for worse, and, you know, I'm very grateful. I'm very handsome. Women are, you know, attracted to me, and because I'm, you know, I have a lot of sexual energy, and so I do, and I do have a lot of sexuality, and so I'm
sexuality, you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and so is this why you're attracted to the Casey Anthony trial?
I think, yeah. Most guys that are my, you know, have sort of my lifestyle, if you want to say, are attracted to this story because, see, Casey Anthony is, it's a very tragic story, there's no question, but because I'm 28 and I do have a high level of sexual, you know, a lot of sex appeal and sexual energy, I'm more going to be attracted to the fact she's pretty hot, you know, there's no question about it.
And so Casey Anthony is?
Yeah, very.
She's really hot? Well, she's an attractive girl, there's no question, but and it makes it all the more weird and tragic that this beautiful young woman would be on trial for the murder of her own child.
Yes, sir.
Now, what doesn't that? How does that play into your thinking as a young single man when you look at a beautiful young woman, but you know that there is a possibility she murdered her own toddler daughter?
It's bad, and I do feel bad, but if, you know, you have to understand from my point of view, and it's difficult, Mr. Henry, there's no question it's difficult for people to sort of get in my shoes. I don't know how many people would put in my shoe, but...
What, in your shoe?
In my, I meant to say two shoes. In both my shoes. But I was a little bit nervous there, but...
That's all right.
When you're... 28, when you're me, when you're Chris Norton, you do have a high level of sex. That I have a lot of sex. You know, I'm not going to, you know, deny the fact that I do have a lot of sex with a lot of women, and so that does tend to outweigh it.
And so you're, just so I know, it outweighs the, if you had the chance, let's, you know, man to man here. If you had a chance with Casey Anthony, it wouldn't matter to you at all, even if she was guilty.
That part I can put out of my mind. But the reason I think more than anything is I wish I would have had sex, you know, with her. There's a lot of single young women out there who are single mothers and want to have sex. And if I'd have had sex with her, it probably would have been just, you know, same thing would have happened. But she would have in her mind right now the memory of the sex that she had with me. And that would make her want to get out of jail, you know. As she's guilty, the only thing she'd be able to do is to go to jail and with good behavior. But my sex, or at least the sex she has with me, would force her to be more good behavior because of the sexuality, you know.
Because of the sex she has with you, it would be so good.
Yeah. That,
that she would be good behavior in prison to get out to go back to you?
If they didn't have no conjugal visit. If they have no conjugal visit, do you know the conjugal visit is when you get sex in prison? But there's no John and Ken visit.
John and Ken visit?
I mean, conjugal visit.
Conjugal?
What's that again?
Conjugal. A conjugal visit is when two people can...
Yeah, no, I know what it is. I'm sorry, I know what it says, you know. Okay, is that what it is? Having sex. I just don't know what it's called, conjugal or whatever you want to call it.
Well, it ain't called a John and Ken visit, that's for sure, huh?
Yeah, well, I misspoke there, Mr. Ray. I mean, you know, I'm not no talk show host or anything. But anyway, if they did not have no conjugal visit or however you say it, then, yeah, she'd be trying to get out of prison faster so that she could come and meet me for to have the sex again. And that way, that's why she wanted to get out. But, I mean, right now, she's in bad shape.
Well, I mean, let's look at this situation. You're a single guy. You're out there dating. I think you said that your place is the, what's your favorite bar?
My favorite bar, probably my home away from home, is Rusty Pelican.
Rusty Pelican?
Rusty Pelican.
Oh, the Rusty Pelican.
Yeah, and Manhattan Beach. And I like going there. I like Josh Slocum's Newport Beach sometimes. That's where I go. That's where I meet a lot of girls that I do wind up having sex with. Probably every time I go to the Pelican, I probably wind up, you know, going home, bringing one back to my condo. And so that's what's going on right now out there. There's a lot of single women. They got little tiny kids at home. They don't want to be tied down to a little kid. They want to have sex. And I'll say, well, here I am, baby, but you got to go take care of your kid. Now, what's it going to be? You want to take care of your kid? It's the sex. You know?
Well, if you say something like that, what if you run into a Casey Anthony type who says, oh, wow, I'd rather have sex with Chris. I think I'll go and kill my kid.
That's the problem. You know, that's something we were, you know, me, Steve, Dave, and Rick and me, all three, one, two, three, all three of us. Or
Steve, who did you say?
What?
Who'd you just say?
Oh, Steve, Dave, Rick, and me. Steve, Dave, Rick, and me. Yeah, that's three.
That's four.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's four. It's all four of us agree that no matter how good the sex is, even if I could have sex with Casey, I would not have sex with Casey Anthony if I thought that sex was going to result in the little kid, you know, what happened to that kid. So I would not have no sex.
Okay. Well, Chris, thank God, you know.
Thank God what?
Thank God you never met her, had sex with her.